Auburn's offensive and defensive identities are starting to take shape, and you hear it from the players themselves.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it over here on the Auburn Daily YouTube page and then the Auburn Daily Podcast Network, anywhere you get a podcast. You didn't have to do anything if you listened on audio in the new location on YouTube, and we're still rocking and rolling. We're going to talk identity today. That's something that Golish has preached since he's been here. The offensive side starting to take shape. The defensive side's starting to take shape. And we're going to hear it from the players themselves. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, we're going to give a quick shout out to Ford Stokes and Zach Blackerby from Active Wealth Management. You need to work on your retirement before you retire, guys. And these guys can help you. You can actually book a meeting directly into Ford's calendar by going to Calendly, calendly.com/Ford Stokes, and take advantage of some of the things that Ford's one of the only few that they can actually do for you as you work towards retirement. So show them some love. It's Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. The players spoke to the media yesterday, and it feels like the identities of both sides of the ball are starting to emerge, and it's starting to become clear. And you really don't have to guess. You don't have to guess anymore. You just kind of listen to the players talk, and they'll tell you. Let's start with the defense. There was a couple of guys. There were some offensive guys that talked about defense, and then there was Chris Murray that talked about defense. And I think Chris Murray pretty much summed it up right at the beginning with this quote. He said, "I think one of our keys to victory right now is urgency, and we're just urgent, violent as hell. So like lining up next play, keep being physical and being urgent." Violence is something that Golish has preached from the beginning. We're going to be urgent. We're going to be violent in everything that we do. He's kind of preached it on both sides of the ball, but the defense seems to have embraced that even more so than, or maybe not more so, but quicker than anything. Because, you know, violence is kind of like a calling card of defense, I guess. Those aren't really like schematic words, you know? It's just, hey, and some people may call it catchphrasey. He didn't talk about sacks, turnovers, blitzes, stuff like that. It's about how they're going to play defense. We're going to play it with a sense of urgency, and we're going to be hitting folks. We're going to be tough. We're going to be violent. And that's kind of like connecting everything that Golish has been saying since they got here. He says after every practice, Golish puts up a tackle clip. You see a snap, you see a shed, you just see violence every practice, and it keeps growing and growing. We take the coaching from the meeting room, and then we take it out to the field, and then we execute it. You gotta love hearing that at this point in time in camp, especially from Chris Murray too, with all, you know, the storyline around him. This is where, you know, that culture buzzword becomes really interesting. When the head coach says it, it's like a philosophy, but then when the players start repeating it and start describing examples of it showing up on tape, it might actually start becoming, you know, you start to see that identity, like the culture part of it is, it's not just a buzzword anymore. Like, this is who we are. We're taking the coaching. We're putting it out on the field. We're being physical. We're being violent. And there's another piece to the defense that I think we've seen it, this Durkin defense, that I think can be like a 1A and 1B. So we're going to be physical, urgent, and violent. And then you hear Stanton Ramil explain, you know, how the defense throws out a ton of different looks. He says, with our defense, you're definitely not getting just a basic 4-2 front. It's a lot of pressures, a lot of shifting, a lot of three down mixed into it. Like, you're not just going against one picture. So now we're adding another layer to the identity. It's not just be violent, be urgent, be physical. It's be violent while we're making the offense process a ton of different looks. So while you're thinking, we're coming. While you're confused, we're coming. While you're trying to check, you're trying to figure out where we're coming from, we're coming, and it's going to be violent. Woo, it's giving me chill bumps thinking about it. This is a quote from Bryson Washington. He says, seeing this defense every day is kind of crazy. I honestly feel like it's the best defense I've ever practiced against, played against, like just overall. Auburn wants to make this defensive identity to be violent, urgent, physical, and then complex on top of it. They're going to move. They're going to pressure. They're going to give you a ton of different pictures. But regardless of the play that Durkin calls, the standard doesn't change. Play urgent, play physical, play violent. And that's kind of expected from on the defensive side. Okay, look, you've had a couple of years, and to me, honestly, like, a lot of those same features have been a part of that defense, but now it's kind of coming from the top as well. It's married together with what the voice of the head coach. And I think maybe that helps it just sink in even more. We're not asking the defense to throttle back. You know, last year we were trying to, oh, whoa, Betsy, pull the reins back a little bit. Nah. Pin your ears back, go. It's only going to make us better. I love it. We're going to talk offensive identity. This is something I haven't really thought about, because, like, you think, okay, we're just going to be physical, we're going to be mean, blah, 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 blah. You know, the offensive guys, I think, are understanding. They're starting to get it now as well. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to the PTAC Precision Tune Auto Care in Opelika. You can still take advantage of the Beat the Heat special, free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis, and then $50 off any AC repairs over $300. They're over there in Opelika at the corner of Pepperell Parkway and Veterans Parkway. They're open also at 7 a.m., and if you drop your car off between 7 and 9, you can get a $50 oil change. You can trust them. You get the full 360 inspection every time you go. They send you videos. They send you all kind of stuff, letting you know the reasons why this could be an issue, why this is not an issue. You get the full service, man. Show them some love. Precision Tune Auto Care over in Opelika. And then buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. Business owners, it's less than a dollar a day. It's less than $1 a day to join. And then we're broadcasting this message to tons of Auburn fans every single day. And then Auburn fans, when you start your buying process, start it with an Auburn person. This is the only way you can guarantee that you do that at buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. All right, let's switch it over to the offense. You think, okay, well, and then let's just let the offense be urgent. Let's let the offense be physical. And I think that will come. But to me, the offense is starting to understand the whys behind what they do. They're starting to get it. And what do I mean by that? You heard Golish talk about in the scrimmage, the last scrimmage, about the offense finally being able to go 8-9 plays and then also being able to go fast. And they're starting to see the effect that that has when they actually get it rolling. And I think the identity of the offense is, hey, we're in better shape than you, and we're going to prove it, and we're going to make you miserable. That's the identity. Tempo is the mechanism. Conditioning is the weapon. This quote from Stanton Rammel sparked that idea for me. He says, the staff does a really good job in the offseason and the summer workouts, winter conditioning, everything, getting us used to the tempo stuff. But this is the money quote. I'm pretty confident that we'll be in more shape than the defense we're going against. So by play five, we're going to be playing with a lot more energy than them. Play five. We got them by play five. We're not talking about we're going to wear on them and get them in the fourth quarter. By play five, it's going to be clear that we're in better shape than you. We're not waiting. It's not going to be something that's going to be a, hey, we're wearing on you, and then eventually the dam's going to break. By play five, they believe the conditioning advantage can and will start showing up. That's a mindset. Tempo isn't like new anymore. Like, it's not like tempo is something that's like revolutionary. Defenses kind of know how they're going to prepare for tempo. So just snapping the ball quick is not really the advantage. The advantage has become, can you operate at that pace more efficiently and physically than the defense can handle it? And that's where the conditioning matters. Bryson Washington gives us even some more evidence in how they're building it. He says, if y'all know Gio's tempos on Monday, man, those tempos are no joke. They got us all in condition. It's nothing like being out here in the sun and just constantly running. So football is what gets you in football condition. That's important. They're not just running, you know, the gassers. They're not just running sprints. They're purposely conditioning themselves to play football at the pace the offense is actually going to operate. So they're working out at the same tempo that the offense is going to operate, so that it's, once you get out of the weight room and put the pads on, we've already been doing this. We're already ready. He was asked specifically about those long drives that Golish talked about. He says, once I'm on the field and I'm getting in tempo and rhythm, those drives start to elongate. Just controlling my breathing, I'm used to being in the tempo. There was questions around Bryson, like being able to get himself right, get himself ready. And it seems like the light has come on, and it's not just, you know, punishment. Hey, you just need to run and get in shape. No, bro, this is why. This is why, because when you are prepared for the tempo, you can inflict your will. You can impose your will on the defense. That's what you want to hear from this running back in particular. Maybe the other ones already get it. That's what you want to hear from Bryson Washington. That's how you know that the switch has been flipped. Because whose should benefit the most from when the defense gets tired? The running game. Now imagine play one, play two, play five, no substitutions, defense can't get lined up. Now, a 220-plus pound running back that's fresh, that can handle it, starts hitting you in the face. That's the vision. The defensive identity is going to be, we're going to be more violent and complex than you. The offensive identity is, hey, we're just going to be in better shape than you. I love it. There's some names that the guys talked about as far as like guys that are standing out. We're going to talk about those specifically for the Baylor game. We talked to Cody Sigler, and he's obviously going to be one to watch. And I think he deserves some time because he had some pretty, you know, he had some pretty loud quotes, to say the least. And that's funny because that was what he said in one of his first quotes. He said, I think I'm not a big talker. I don't really trash talk because my game's loud. That's a bar, man. I'm not a trash talker because my game is loud. This was funny. He said he hated being called a high-effort guy. I'm going to hit somebody. I'm going to put my hands on somebody. Just watch the tape after the season, and I bet they won't be calling me high-effort no more. That's a guy. What does that sound like? That sounds like a dude that's pissed off. That sounds like a dude that's got a chip on his shoulder. He don't want to be the cute feel-good story. He doesn't want to be seen as like, hey, I'm this undersized, like just happy to be out there, you know, Rudy type player, high effort. Nah, I'm good, dog, and I'm going to show you I'm good. Turn the tape on after the game, and you'll see it ain't high effort. I'm just good. I want to just go out there and dominate every game. That's the guy I want to see after toe meets leather. Like, that's one guy I cannot wait to see. Darian Smith has had quietly one of the best camps of anyone on the team. And Sigler kind of calls him out on that. He says, he does say, Jordan Crawford, everybody knows Jordan Crawford. He's a different breed. But Darian Smith, nobody's talking about him. And he's been dominating at practice. He's been everywhere, all over the ball. Nobody's really talking about him. Remember our interview with Joe Simmons. Joe Simmons says Darian Smith's the number two hardest guy to block. He's been inside. He's been outside. I feel like we're going to hear his name a bunch, and we're not talking about him. We've spent the entire camp talking about, Jared Smith, Deshaun Womack, Cody Sigler, Dallas Walker. Don't feel like we're talking about Darian Smith enough. If another defensive lineman says a dude's dominating practice that nobody's talking about, I'm writing that name down. Darian Smith, definitely someone to watch against Baylor. Chris Murray, his emergence, the injury to J.J. Falk makes him even that more important. When he's asked about his health, he says, I feel amazing. I feel 100% to be ready for week one going into Baylor. To be playing with Coach Dirk again is just amazing. I just can't wait to showcase what I'm going to do on September 5th. Don't overlook that position either and think Chris Murray's not coming for it. I think Jared Smith and Deshaun Womack are safe for now. Chris Murray's coming, man. Murray talks about the ability to move guys around. Most importantly, keep fresh pass rushers on the field. So that just tells you he's going to play a lot. If you're going to be urgent, violent, attacking, you're going to need more bodies. So that's why Chris Murray and Darian Smith and a number of other guys are going to be very, very important. Defensive identity, we're going to be more violent and complex than you. Offensive identity, we're going to be in better shape than you. And we know it. And we're going to show you really, really quickly. They're developing, the depth to be able to sustain both of these. And that's really the biggest question going into Baylor and I guess throughout the season. Can Auburn actually make an opponent physically uncomfortable for four quarters on both sides of the ball for two different reasons? If the answer is yes, if they can pull it all together, this team can be really, really fun. Let me know what y'all think. I'm getting fired up on a Wednesday. Got some fun shows lined up for the rest of the week. And then some bangers to kick off the week next week. Appreciate all the support as we've relaunched as Auburn Daily. And it's absolutely a rocket ship right now. We're going to have a blast. Guys, thank y'all for listening. Let me know what you think. Hit me in the comments. I respond to pretty much every single one. We'll be back again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast in a hoodie, but you can still stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.